Welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I'm just one of your humble hosts, Sean Boyle. With me is
Ashley Ma.
And welcome to the half-hour radio program that airs every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame, but also because of a wonderful partnership with WLX Horizon, the St. Lucie Public Schools channel, we also bring this little radio program to your television.
It's so fancy. It's multimedia.
Or your phone. And, I say phone because my son, who taught me, he's obviously... I'm older than my son, obviously. He's 23, but he taught me how to watch TV on YouTube a few years ago, so that's all I do now. So I say all that to say, if you want to catch, if you're listening to the radio program, you want to see what these radio faces look like, with the word of caution, go to WLX Horizon, look it up on your local cable provider, or go to YouTube, look up WLX Horizon. I always put it in St. Lucie just to be sure. You can find our radio program that, believe it or not, dates back over 9 years.
You can see what we looked like.
You can see Ashley
pre-stress.
Age from the age of 12 to 21. It's amazing.
It's bizarre. It's a bizarre feat.
Well, welcome to the show. It's all about connecting you, the listener, and the viewer to resources and things that are available for families in our great community we call St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council, if you haven't already figured this out, not media professionals, not even talk show, even though we've been working on it for 9 years.
Lots of practice.
What we do at the Children's Services Council, actually myself, our team, the entire board, is we work on 5 priorities. And those priorities are, 1, making sure every baby's a healthy baby. 2, stopping child abuse before it happens. 3, keeping kids off the streets. 4, keeping them in school. And 5, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors. And when I say we work on them, we develop and fund programs that are available for all families in those 5 categories.
I was just making sure you counted, right?
The listening audience doesn't know this, but I can see myself talking, and I can see you, nodding, and it made me laugh.
I have to count, too, and make sure you get them right.
I know.
So if you guys have listened to the show for a long time, you know that Sean always says them in the same order.
Yes.
Except sometimes he, I don't know what happens, but he misses one, and then it throws everything off. You can't remember all 5 if you go out of order.
I have to leave the room because it throws me off so bad.
It's bad. So obviously, Sean said, this show is a way for us to introduce you to some of the programs that we work with in the community. We have a really great guest that I'm excited to talk to today. But there are a couple different ways that you can learn more about those programs as well. One of them, obviously, on our website at cscslc.org. We have a list of all of our funded program partners there, along with their contact information, as well as a printed family guide. Sean brought props for our viewers. But we have a printed family guide that has updated information for, again, all of the programs that we work with. This is a great resource. Last year, we finally got it published in multiple languages. So if you have a place where you could have these to distribute to the community, we'd be happy to bring them to you so that you can share them with residents. It's a really kind of quick guide to all of the resources that are available to families in our community.
And if you want, we'll even come out and speak to your group.
Oh, sure. We would love to do that.
We could even do a live remote.
Oh, that you're getting fancy.
I know, I'm
now.
Pushing it. But we could come and talk to you about resources and share stories and statistics about children and the state of the child, if you will, in St. Louis County. Speaking of which.
Oh, what a great segue.
It's like I did some homework or something. I didn't. On November 8th at 12 p.m., we are partnering again with the Chamber of Commerce. We are having the St. Lucie County Children's Services Council, Children's Services Council update and awards luncheon. So if you want to learn about the state of children in St. Lucie County, we track over 20 indicators. So we're going to give a little update on all those. We're going to talk about what our programs were able to achieve. And then we're going to give out the Catherine Basile Champion for Children Awards. And I'm so excited about the awards because ever since we changed this format, we've been able to get the award winners in the room without them realizing that they're going to get an award.
They don't even know. So if you aren't coming, you should, because it could be you.
Exactly.
You just never know.
Build the mystery. I like it.
So tickets are available for that event. You can find it on our website, again, at cscslc.org, but it will take you to the Chamber's website to get your tickets. But we would love to see all of you there so we can share all of that great information and so you can celebrate our winners with us.
Look, come for the Chamber chicken. Look, if you go to Chamber event, it's always the same chicken. Chamber chicken is what we call it. And then stay for the awards and the fun.
Yeah.
It is a good time.
It's going to be a good time, and we've got some fun things that are happening. And really good ways to learn about the impact that our programs are having in the community.
And if you're like, Sean, Ashley, I'm busy in November. Well, we got your December coming. So in December, we're having, is it our 11th or 12th?
12th. I counted.
Is it really 12?
It really is.
All right,
I know.
It's our 12th annual.
We're old. That's what happened.
Yeah. Thanks for that. It's our 12th annual Sounds of the Season holiday concert, which features, we take the stage at the Sunrise Theater. Tickets are free that day on December 15th at 7 p.m. We ask that you bring a new or gently used children's book. Don't bring your cookbook from the 70s. We don't want it. We want a gently used children's book to support our St. Lucie Reads effort. But on the stage of the sunrise is going to be youth from our funded programs, Pace Center for Girls, a little foreshadowing of our guests, Future Generations, Boys and Girls Club, End It, and the Lindsay School of the Arts, which is new this year for us.
Yep.
But it's a great way to support kids, get in the holiday spirit. And you and I have been hosting this for a while.
Oh, wow.
Apparently 12 years or close to it.
A few.
And I can't tell you the magic that happens. One, there's like nervous excitement backstage, right? Because it's not every day that everyone performs on the stage of the sunrise,
yeah.
right? And so they're excited to go on. But this, the crowd, and we warm them up a little bit, right?
We kind of coach.
We tell them. But every act gets a standing ovation. And I can't tell you, like, it's almost like nervous, positive energy that's in the air. And then when they come back, backstage, because we see them, right?
Yep.
They're all smiles because the crowd has been so responsive. So those tickets are available for free starting in November?
November 1st.
November 1st. Grab your ticket because traditionally it does kind of sell out. I go through that stages of event planning.
No one's coming.
And then Ashley's like 2 weeks before, she's like, all the tickets are gone. Please stop saying that. So please grab your ticket early. It's a great family event.
It is.
So you want to get to our guests?
I would love to.
Do you want to introduce them?
I would love to. So we joked. Well, Sean kind of alluded to who our guest is today. Great partners of ours in the community that we have worked with for a long time. Some of you may have heard the name Pace Center for Girls. Some of you may have heard the name and not know what they do. But we're going to clear that up today. That's why we brought them on. So we have two great team members from the Pace Center for Girls here on the Treasure Coast today. We're going to talk a little bit about what Pace does and the impact that they have on girls in our community. So
Wait. We also should share this is their first time
I was gonna
on our
say,
show.
They drew straws because
so
both of them are new here.
Let's ask them an off-the-wall question to start, just to break the ice.
Oh, no, I can't do
I'm
that.
I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. No,
so we drew straws before the show started, and Carissa, who is 1 month in to her job, is going to be the first victim today. I'm just kidding.
You didn't draw straws. Lena, who's with her too, was very quickly to say she's going first.
There was some subtle suggestion. But Carissa is the program director at Pace Center for Girls, and we're so glad to have you guys with us today so we can talk a little bit of it outside of my own personal conversation that we're going to have after the show. But for our listeners who maybe have heard of Pace but aren't sure exactly how the program works or what you guys do, tell us a little bit about how Pace Center for Girls is set up here in our community.
Okay, so thank you for having us, first of all.
Of course.
Excited to be here. So our Pace Center for Girls is uniquely designed in order to provide a holistic approach to girls and women in our community, young women. And so really it gives us an opportunity to really pay attention to their academic needs and help them catch up academically and or get to where they would like to be academically, as well as provide that counseling component and really paying attention to the mental health needs of girls. We know that there's been a lot of changes and that girls are uniquely struggling as well. And so we provide a variety of services that really wrap our arms around them and meet all of the needs that they might have, as well as the families. So trying to really provide that gender-based approach to what we do. And then this is Lena.
Hi.
She's one of our counselors at the center. So did you want to add anything to that?
No, I think you pretty much covered it. Literally covered it in a nutshell.
So I think it's important for our audience to know Pace Center for Girls, obviously it's gender specific. It's for our young women in our community. But it is, they go to school there.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right? They get their academic schooling. I don't know what word I was going to use.
Yeah.
They go to school there, right? It's an all-day school.
Yeah.
But it's centered around meeting all their needs, not just the academic needs.
Well, correct. And I think one thing that I want to clarify that I think sometimes gets misinterpreted or maybe like a myth in the community is that the girls are there for some negative reason, like they got kicked out of a traditional school or something like that. And that is not the case.
That is not. Our girls literally are enrolled for a number of reasons. As simple as, hey, we need a smaller environment because we weren't as successful as we can be in a traditional school setting, or because they've experienced trauma, they need that wraparound care. We do have the academic house, but we also have the counseling side on the social service side where we get to play as that middle person to kind of link what's going on at the house and identify what are the barriers that the girl is facing that they can't can't be successful in certain settings or with certain situations. So it's not only the bad girl school or the pregnant girl school, like the perception is out there. It's really that environment that gets to care for that girl as an individual that wasn't successful in a traditional school setting for a number of reasons.
And when you say they're not successful in a traditional setting, because you're right, I mean, that can be a whole variety of things. Yeah. It could be the academic component. Yeah. It could be maybe they weren't getting along with their peers or, you know, anxiety or stress. Yeah. So can you clarify for our listening audience, because I think we've got some people's attention, what age range and what is the things that would be like, oh, they should come to PACE versus stay at the school, for example?
So our age range would be that middle school to high school age range. Okay. When I say not successful, it'd be like, hey, truancy. Truancy is a big thing. COVID messed us all up, where we're in the habit, we're slowly getting back in the habit of, hey, you have to actually show up to school on a daily basis.
True.
So we have those truancy issues. We have those individuals, because of family instability, they don't have that caring adult in their lives, and they get to come to a unique setting where you'll have somebody between an advisor, a counselor, a teacher, a staff member, program director, somebody able to recognize you as that individual to be like, hey, I see you. So those individuals who, you know, peer relationships, because, you know, social media takes over our lives and our girls, their ability to socialize. We have a lot of girls that come into the program. Social anxiety is what's keeping them away from school because they're taking what they see on social media and they're realizing there's a disconnect. So being able to provide that social skills for the girls, being able to provide that, hey, you know, maybe the way you were talking to the adult in your last school setting doesn't work in the real world. Let's give you those keys. Skills. Let's give you those tools. Let's fill up your tool belt so that way when you go out into the world, you can be successful. When you return back to your school setting or even graduate like some of our girls do, you're able to be that much more successful.
I love that you brought up that return back to school because really the purpose of you guys being in a position to provide that unique environment is that you want to build them up to make them successful and get them back into a traditional school. And you know, sometimes there are challenges that exist in a place that they're not equipped with. Yeah. And so you build them up and you make them great and then you turn them over.
Yeah.
And we've seen girls transition back. We've seen girls graduate from the program and do really well. I know you probably have a lot of success stories that you have seen. I have PACE girls that I still love that I remember from like years
some
ago.
Some of them are working at some of our funded programs.
Some of them work for our funded programs. Some of them we still talk to often. Yeah. So I know, do you have like maybe one story recently that you could share? I know you probably have done.
Right? I'm sitting there like so many girls are flashing in my faces because I always say that we work with some of the most resilient girls in the county because we see those girls and some of the behaviors that, you know, society would deem as, you know, undesirable. I'm like, yo, you can use that. That's your superpower. So I'm sitting there thinking of, oh my God, that girl's. Okay, so backstory. I've been there for almost 3 years now, and some of the girls that graduated recently were girls that when I started the program with, I started with. And, you know, they built my character and instilled patience in me. But watching some of those girls go from, hey, I didn't even think I was going to finish high school, to not only finishing high school, but graduating. Not only graduating, but graduating with GPA where you thought that was a pipe dream. Or when you're sitting there realizing lines of women, three lines of women in front of you have, you know, haven't completed high school without, you know, being a mom, but you've made that road. You're going to college, you're enrolled in college, you're taking your first class in college, and you're not pregnant, you're not, you completed. Mm-hmm. You completed, and it's so exciting, like, seeing those girls come back and visit. I actually got a text yesterday, which I'm so excited about. One of my girls was like, hey, Miss Lena, I know it's been a while since I text you, but I just want to let you know I'm getting my first apartment. And I was like, come on, big things. Oh, I love that. And it was like that little cheerleading that you get to do because you see these individuals go from struggling and thinking it's not possible to just giving them that tools and empowering them to be like, it's possible. You can. If you need an example, there's plenty of people in this community, but also you can be that example. Sometimes you have to be the one to pave the way for yourself. But getting that text yesterday, I was like, wait, whose number is this? Okay, new number. But being getting that text, hey, Miss Lena, it's been a while since I spoke to you, but I'm moving into my own apartment was everything I needed to hear yesterday.
That's awesome. That's amazing. So we're about halfway through the show, and we always... I know this is your first time show, but we ask that you're going to give your number out multiple times.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, we've got, you know, some parents, grandparents, caregivers that are watching. Maybe they have young women in the home, or maybe they're their grandchildren, and maybe they have been struggling in a traditional school setting. So what's the first step if they're interested in exploring PACE, seeing if it's a good fit?
So definitely our website at www.pacecenter.org. That would be the first place to go. And you can also apply for enrollment there as well. So you can submit that and it comes directly to us. And then we would reach out and schedule for you to come in for a tour, or you can always stop by our center. We love when people stop by for tours, and we also love when our past girls stop by, which they do often too. And girls can help with tours as well, so you can get to, you know, kind of see the environment, see if it's a good fit for you, ask us all the questions that you have, and give us an opportunity to connect with you and see if it is a good fit.
And you guys are located in Fort Pierce, right by Larry Lee's State Farm and the college. What's that corridor right there? What is that?
That's Virginia Avenue.
Virginia Avenue on 35th Street, I believe. Yeah,
right next to that Dollar General.
I'm sorry. So for parents who maybe are thinking, you know, I might look at the website, I might figure out some more information, what do they need to be prepared for? Like, what information are you going to ask them for? Do the girls have to, like, obviously transition out of their existing school into this environment? Like, what do they need to prep for before they sort of start thinking about that?
Honestly, for the first steps, nothing. It's just coming, being your true, authentic self, and being able to be open and honest about your reasons for being interested in PACE. Because if we don't really understand what your reasons are, then we can't meet those needs. So coming in with that vulnerability and just letting us get to know you and connect with you and understand what your needs are, so we can get those things in order before you even walk through the door, would be ideal. And I would say just not having any expectations. So coming in with an open mind would be what we would want. But honestly, logistically, nothing. Because unless, if we do decide to proceed with the process, we get the district involved and we would work on transferring transcripts and making sure that academically we can meet all of your needs, because that's an important piece of PACE as well. So just making sure that, you know, both from the mental health side as well as the academic side, that it's a good fit. And that we can meet all of your needs.
Agreed. Definitely with that. Very open and honest, and let us know so we can meet the girls' needs. Because what we do is create, like, that individual plan for each girl. And, you know, we don't read minds. I know it's going to take time to build rapport. But if we know how we can best serve the girl, it's, for me, it's a whole lot easier to wrap around immediately versus building that rapport. I know it takes time. But coming in, because it's a two-step process, we have the intake. We ask a series of questions. And before we enroll the girl, that's where we collaborate with the district. We collaborate with other partners. Like, let's say they have a therapist or they have other community partners, we try to collaborate with them and literally create that holistic village for that individual. So that way, when they're in the program, either for a year or 2 years, depending on their enrollment period, we're able to support as soon as they get, so we can hit the ground running.
That's awesome.
So I know we've got a lot of people's attention. And so, and, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, if I'm a parent or caregiver, I'm like, and I am a parent. I'm thinking to myself, okay, that's, you know, I get the support and the counseling, but I'm going to want to know about the academics. So, like, how many students, girls, are enrolled? Like, how big are class sizes? And when you say there's counseling, how's that all intermingled kind of throughout the day?
Ooh, okay. So, at max would be 60 girls in our program, but our class sizes are no more than 14. So, because we have middle school to high school age, you got to think that most of the classes, when you're in a traditional school setting, you have 30 plus humans in one class. In this smaller environment, you have 14 girls. They rotate. We keep our core subjects. We have our core subjects, our math, our, I'm going down the hallway, math, studies, science, English. We also provide Spirit of Girls, which is that unique life skills class that we get to provide to the girls, where they get tools like budgeting. They get tools about that female experience that, you know, is withheld from traditional schools, hence making us a gender-responsive program. And with the counseling, think of case management, think of prevention and intervention, where we get, again, we get to wrap around, hey, what's going on? What barriers are you showing? Let's try to keep teaching coping skills. We work in collaboration with those individuals who have a therapist. How can we best support this girl? Because we're on site. We're here. If they're in the classroom cutting up, because, you know, there's certain needs that they need in class, basic needs aren't met, we serve as almost that advocate, that agent of change for them, where we can provide, hey, I noticed that you've been showing up. What's going on at the house? We try to get the parents involved. Well, we need the parents involved. On a monthly basis, touch base with them. We're a constant communication with that support unit for that child. So that way we can be like, this is what we're seeing. How can we help while we're in-house? We have this individual here. They're not being lost. They're not falling through the cracks. How can we support that? So that's where the counseling falls in, where we do the crisis intervention. We do the coping skills. We do just that processing is a lot of mindfulness. A lot of mindfulness and some anger management, just to try to get them a little bit more whole than when they came in.
Well, and I think involving the family is important too.
Very important.
Because there's a lot, you know, we talk all the time. As a parent, I know I'm not perfect every day. I don't know everything that I need to know about raising teenage girls, because... But like having somebody that can come alongside you and be like, hey, you're doing a great
right?
job.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
raising teenage girls is tough.
Yeah.
But you're doing okay yeah. and we're here and we're yeah. all gonna figure this out together.
Yeah.
Like that piece of it is so important
is.
For the family unit
yep.
to be successful.
Yep.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they did not come with a manual.
No.
And even if there was one,
they threw it away.
Yes, exactly.
It's in a language
yeah.
I don't speak.
Yeah. Definitely not. Okay. So one more time. I know you gave the website, but if somebody's interested, best place to reach you is the website, is their phone number.
What yep.
They could stop by. You said all
yep.
the things.
Yep. And then also our phone number. And there's an additional phone number that you can call for an intake. And that would be actually my cell phone number that you could call. And it's 772-577-8877. And you can call that and you can text as well. Just let us know that you're interested and we'd love to get you in for a tour.
So I'm back to the logistics. I feel like people are watching and they're like, okay, I'm mostly sold, but
yeah.
what time does school start? What time does it get out? How much does it cost? And is there transportation?
Okay,
parents and caregivers, you're welcome. I know everybody was thinking of this.
I'll start with my favorite one. How much does it cost? It's free. That's the dope thing about our system and our program. It's free to the community. It's free to those girls that are enrolled in program. It's costly. Everything costs something, especially in this economy today. But this is free to the parents. Our school hours are between 9 and 4. We literally... 9 o'clock when the girls come in, breakfast is provided. Breakfast and lunch is provided. We're trying to eliminate as many barriers that people and individuals may face outside of here. So 9 to 4. Transportation is provided through the school district, depending on your location. And all that's discussed during your intake. I know she said open and transparency, but also questions. I love when the parents come with a bunch of questions. I'm like, yes, you did your research. Let me help you out. But transportation is provided depending on how far away you're located from the center. If you're outside to 2 miles. Transportation is provided by the school district. 9 to 4, we're open. Free. I'm trying to
think,
there was like 3 things.
Okay. 2 meals, I heard.
Yes, 2 meals, breakfast and lunch provided by the school district.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
So 60 plus girls, middle school to high school.
Yeah.
And what's the average length? Because I know we've talked about transitioning
yeah.
back to the school system. I mean, that's the, you know, and I know you have transition service. It's not
yeah.
like, hey, you spent your year at Pace.
Yeah.
Best of luck.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know, I know, obviously, you stay connected. You
yeah.
shared the story of
yeah.
the girl that texted you, and you're like, who, new phone, who this?
Yeah, right.
But what is the average length of stay, and, like, what percentage would you say actually graduate from Pace versus that go back into the school, to their home school, if you will?
Hoping. So between in my time there, between 11 and 15 months is the average length of stay.
Okay.
I know we try to encourage the girls, hey, at least the full year. Finish out the school year. So that way when you're starting into your new school year, we're year-round program.
Mm-hmm.
That means we're here during the summer too, providing that wraparound care. When you're starting a new school year, you start fresh. You start with all the tools in your tool belt, and you're able to start at the same pace of your grade level.
Mm-hmm.
So about 11 to 15 months is where we're averaging since I've started working there. Graduates. Ooh, so I'm thinking of just last year. Luckily, we were able to have 10 graduates. We have some girls that do transition back to their zone school. It's probably in the middle of the year, but we had 10 graduates. Some of my babies walked across stage, and I was so happy being in the stands cheering for them and watching their successful moments. I'm like, oh, I was there when you wasn't showing up to class.
Yeah. And that's the cool thing is they can actually go back and walk with their schools
yeah. Yeah.
For graduation. So we do a little Pace, you know, internal graduation
yeah.
and celebration for them. But then they can actually go back to whatever high school they came from and they can walk with their peers.
Yeah.
I think that's a really unique advantage to still have that experience.
Yeah. Yep.
That's very cool. I don't think I realized that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
very
yeah.
cool.
We've been to some Pace graduations
right, right.
before. Yeah. But yeah, that's a really cool opportunity for them. It's important.
It is, especially if we have like the girls who come in, they've spent most of their high school time with this particular school, and they come to our program for whatever reason. It's that finishing moment. It's that, you know, hey, I know I was at Pace. I finished my core classes at Pace. I got the support I need at Pace, but I get to walk with mm-hmm. my class. And that's why we do try to make sure we emphasize on, hey, I know you walked with your graduating class. Pace here. We love you too. We have that special ceremony, and it's usually around the same time as we do the graduations, as graduation season. So we'll get through all our graduations for our girls and support them out in their zone school and bring them back and have that intimate, especially because we seen y'all. We were with you guys, a lot of you guys from your whole high school career, because some of our girls do get to graduate early based on how they're tracking. So we go from girls who were academically behind to graduating early. And last year we had three of them. We had at least three of our girls who went from, hey, finished early, and they were able to succeed. They were able to go off to college. I have a couple of girls who I'm waiting for them to send me the message, be like, yes, miss, I'm going off to joining the military, so I'm excited for them.
I don't know if you've noticed, but Lena's a little bit passionate about...
Well, they both are. I was about to make a comment about that. So like, I was just like...
If she could just come to the office every day with us, just be like, Ashley, you're doing a good
job. I need you in my ear. Yeah, I'm going to call you. But, you know, Ashley, you and I, we obviously worked in this field for a bit now.
Yeah.
And the common denominator in all successful programs are caring adults, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here, it's funny you said that, because I'm sitting there going, what better caring adults to have in your corner than these two right here from Pace Center for Girls?
Yeah.
So we have a couple minutes left, and you mentioned this. Let's say somebody's watching or listening, and they're like, Sean, actually, my kids are all grown. I just moved here from out of town. But you have a way for people to give back. Because I know that you guys often do PACE tours. And I know I know this isn't probably your purview, per se. but somebody can come if they're interested in giving back or becoming part of the PACE family. Because I know you guys have a little shop that you're looking for contributions and all that.
Yeah.
Somebody could schedule a tour. And because I will tell you, you talked about meeting the girls. I've had multiple tours.
Yep.
And the girls, when they do the tour, it's so amazing.
It's amazing. So,
and the walls reflect them and their personality.
Yeah.
So how do if somebody's like, you know what, I'm interested. I'm, you know, maybe I've got all boys at home, but I want to be a part of this. How can they be part of it?
It sounds cliche, but definitely following us on Facebook. And then connecting with our community engagement manager, Dana. She's always out in the community, always... doing the best you can to bring in all the donations and all the love for our girls. I know coming up with the holiday time coming up, there's going to be a wish list out there on Facebook. You can definitely plug in. There's a newsletter. I wish I knew Dana's number off the top of my head, insert here. But definitely follow us on Facebook and connecting, calling, and getting in touch with Dana, who, like I said, who's our community engagement partner. She keeps everybody in the loop of what's going on. I know next year, outside of the holidays, there's going to be a couple events that we have. I know we're going to do our golf tournament. There's going to be the empowerment lunching, our Believing in Girls lunching in March. There's going to be our summit, which I love. It's 2 years. This is going to be our third year doing it, and every year gets better. We have our summit in June that we're doing. So there's so many different ways. It sounds cliche. Start off by connecting on Facebook. We're on Facebook anyway. So
there you go. Everybody's on Facebook anyway, right?
Sean says that all the time.
How else would you know what the people you went to high school with are up to?
We're on Facebook anyway, and Dana's our go-to person for all those community engagement things.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This
Thank
is like energy
so
from
I know.
You too, right?
I'm excited. I'm going.
And not for nothing, before we hit record, Lena's like, oh, she's going to be
I know.
Talking.
I'm not going to say
and
anything.
And I was like, no.
Yeah, yeah.
So the passion's all there.
The passion's all there.
It is.
I'm going to encourage everybody to check out PACE. Give out your website and phone number one more time.
PACECenter.org, and it is 772-577-8877.
And I can't think of, if you have a young girl, young woman, and they're maybe needing some help at school, definitely check out PACE Center for Girls. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for having us. I want to remind everybody, it's a weekly radio program every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame at 10 a.m. And if you missed that radio show, do not fret, because it's also a podcast. Just pull out your phone through some type of magic through the internet. Just type pull up your podcast app, type in Community Connections with Children's Services Council, and the show will be delivered to you right away. Okay. We're grateful for every listen and view. And a reminder that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.